Now that you've found UBN Radio and discovered our quality talk shows, it's time to spread the word to friends, family, and the universe. 24 hours of music and talk. Radio without limits. That's why people keep coming back for more. That's UBNRadio.com.
This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole, Hollywood's bad guy, and so much more. Actor, talent manager, producer, and more. Now he's sitting down with today's top newsmakers from entertainment, politics, pop culture, and beyond. This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole.
Ooh, all right. Howdy, 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 and welcome to One-on-One with Jasper Cole. This is your host, Mr. Jasper Cole. We are coming to you live from Sunset Gower Studios right here in Hollywood, California. I want to give a shout-out to my producer extraordinaire, Mr. John Williams.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Jasper. Happy birthday.
Happy belated. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, there you go. Right. Listen to
happy
that.
Happy birthday.
Wow. And I don't think we have to pay for that anymore.
I hope not. Well, happy birthday. It was just my birthday, too.
I was going to wait and say my fellow Aquarian. Yeah. Well, that lovely voice you hear, of course, is our amazing guest today. We are so thrilled to welcome Grammy-winning singer and songwriter, just a diva in the best sense, fashion icon, Miss Jody Watley. Hi, sweetheart. It is such an honor to have you here today.
Thank you.
You look as beautiful as ever.
Thank you.
Miss Diana Ross. I know Diana was always one of your favorites, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think everybody loves Diana Ross.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a real, you've always had a Diana vibe about you.
Not trying to. I think it
organically.
Actually, my mom, you know, it comes from, the elegance comes from my mom, but certainly, and I hear it a lot, it's, you should play Diana Ross in the Diana Ross
you
story.
Should.
She's had many stories.
Let's put that out
but
there.
But I, you know, they'll pick someone really young and fabulous, I'm sure.
Well, she has to get through stages, you know. But you still look so young, and
but
you are young.
It's a compliment. And she loves my music, too. I did have the opportunity to meet her.
Oh, wow.
Many years ago, and I was at one of her concerts. She said, "Hey, I know you."
Oh my God!
And so we met at a Herbert's birthday party.
Herbert's
a fantastic
who you
photographer.
Were photographed by, right?
Yeah, I mean he was one of the best.
The best.
And he had photographed me for the a Gap celebrity campaign, and he used to give these legendary birthday parties, and it was, you know, who's
everybody
who
there, right?
Yeah, so I met her there.
Well, he was Has he passed?
Yes.
We've lost. Okay. Yeah, he was sort of the male Annie Leibovitz, but, you know, before.
Yes.
I mean, just totally revered. And all the top models.
Yeah.
I think Cindy Crawford
was. Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
Lindy Evangelista. Stephanie Seymour.
All the models, right?
All the models, yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. Also, I don't know if a lot of people know. I mean, you, aside from being an amazing singer and everything, you became very much a fashion and style kind of icon back when you first started out. You had created your own style, you know, back even probably when you were first starting out. And it just really kind of has carried through since the beginning with you.
Yeah.
You did, like you mentioned, the Gap, and you did a lot of...
I did a lot of early fashion things where it wasn't common, especially for black singers.
Right.
Or even, you know...
Singers in general, right? Right.
And the fashion community gravitated to me for quite a few fabulous editorials, early ad campaigns. And so, you know, looking back on it now, I feel very proud to have opened that door for all of the young artists today, Rihanna and Beyonce.
Exactly.
And, Janelle Monáe and... just
Rita Ora. She really has become almost.
So it's really what it used to be. Well, what does music have to do with fashion?
Right.
It really has always been
connected.
To me, a connection.
Well, we are joined by the fabulous Jody Watley. I want to let everyone know you can go to Jody's website, jodywatley.net.
Yes.
And we are so excited because Jody has re-teamed, regrouped, renamed, has a new Shalimar Reloaded.
I started a new group. Yes.
With Nate Allen Smith and Rosero?
Rosero McCoy.
McCoy.
Yes.
Who are fantastic.
Yeah.
I was watching your music video that you shot out in the Mojave Desert.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And I watched some interviews with you guys, and I want to know, how had you worked together before, or how did the three of you get together?
Rosero and I have been friends since 98. He's a renowned choreographer in the industry. He's done music, television, and film. And so we met when I was working on my Flower album in 98.
Okay.
And so he started touring with me, and we're the best of friends. And so fast forward to now, when I had the idea to start a new group. He auditioned. There's actually going to be another guy that fell out. He wasn't the right guy. And so Rosero said, well, you know, and I knew because he was in a singing group as well.
Right.
And the singing thing never really, he's, you know.
The dance, the choreography took off.
Yeah. And so I said, well, okay, I'll try you out. And so he's been, at first he was worried that I was going to fire him after every show. And I'm like, hey, you're great. And Nate is just as hot and sweet as he can be. He's from Ohio. And we auditioned hundreds of guys. And Nate was the one. As soon as he walked in the door, I just said, I hope he can sing.
Right. It's like when actors, we are told sometimes we walk in, they think, I hope you can act or walk and talk at the same time.
Know.
You have a sense right away.
Yeah. And he dances. He did a singing and dance challenge, and that was very important because we are a vocal dance trio.
Right.
So our live concert, there's a lot of choreography. We're giving you style, and
it's a whole extravaganza.
And you know, what better way to do something new and new energy with two hot guys?
Thank you. Listen, and you know, it's great having a choreographer who's also in the group that's a singer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and Rosero, he keeps us on point, and I like it because it's collaborative.
Right.
It's not me, you know, saying, okay,
popping
you know,
a whip.
This is what, and no, not at all.
Right.
We just finished a new single called Original, and they brought the beat to me, and it's like, well, what do you think? I said, I love it. It's something totally different than I would do as Jody Watley, solo artist. When we did Slow Dance, I gave that to them. And it's like, if guys don't like it, we won't do it.
Right.
So it's very much that.
Collaborative. Mm-hmm. And that's important for everyone to know. There's still Jody Watley, the solo artist,
absolutely,
as well.
Yes.
And this is just an extension.
Yes.
It's a great extension of your what you do by yourself.
Right, yes.
So how was the Roxy? I know you guys play, what, the 29th?
Yeah.
Just last Friday?
It was the day before my birthday.
Yeah.
So it kicked off my birthday weekend. It was my dad, rest in peace. That was his birthday.
Oh, God bless him.
And thank you. And it was great. It was sold out, and you could feel the electricity and the excitement in the room. DJ Victor Duplay spun a DJ set before and set the mood. And lighting was great. Environmentology did my lighting.
Oh, my goodness.
We had projections and visuals. And so it was very... It's a very modern feel that just happens to have some classic hits and new music and some updated dance anthems in there.
Do you incorporate your hits along with the guys?
The first half of the show is Shalimar Reloaded. And then it goes to Jody Watley, and Rosero will tell you, he said that's what they came for.
Well,
just,
you
so
know.
It goes a whole,
but it's a great way to introduce the new extension.
Yeah, yeah. And they love it, the whole from start to finish. And then Nate and Rosero, Shalimar Reloaded, joined me for my new single, Dancer. And it's a celebration of dance. And we're all, because we
so
all
good.
Dance. Nate dances, I dance, Rosero dances. And that night we had, you know, people jumping on stage with us. And they were serving it. So Los Angeles,
they came
you
out.
Did it.
They've showed
you
up.
Worked that out.
Well, you have your fans probably go through generations now.
They do,
because you know you've we're the same age basically. And I was telling you earlier that I mean I loved Looking for New Love, all your stuff. And first of all, if you're just joining us, you know Jody Watley's here. Jody won Best New Artist in 1987,
mm-hmm.
and was Grammy nominated at the same time for another.
It was
R&B,
Looking for New Love and Best Female Vocal R&B, but I already knew I was going to lose that to Aretha Franklin.
Well, hello, Miss Franklin.
She has like 5,000
just
Grammys.
To be nominated
and,
in, her category,
in her category.
Bow
was,
down, right?
It's great. She's known me since I was a little girl.
Oh my
too.
Goodness.
And so, yeah, it's to
and Looking for New Love is your biggest of hits, right?
It is.
It went gold and it was
platinum
and silver
I'm
and magnesium
love,
and everything.
Yeah. And happy that I, you know, was a co-writer of that. Most of my songs, people don't know, I've been, you know, co-writer to this day.
That's really
and
important.
And helped produce the songs and the videos were very groundbreaking at the time.
Well, I wanted
too.
To talk about that because for our generation, us older folks, you know, MTV and videos, there was a time back then when the video was as important as the song.
Yes.
And so much artistry went into the videos, and you particularly became one of the artists that got really known for, it's sort of like what you're saying with your shows now, being so innovative in your videos. And that's where, of course, your style was seen and your whole creativity with the dance and everything. And it's fascinating now because I mean, MTV, that's all they played.
Yeah, before it was reality.
You know what
network.
I mean? Yeah. Now it's like, it's hard. I love it now when artists still do their videos.
Yeah.
Like you just have the one that was shot in the desert that was so beautiful.
For Slow Dance, we went to the Mojave, Shalimar Reloaded. We went to Mojave and Damien Sandoval, new director. It was hotter than... It was hot.
It
was beautiful. It looked like it reminded me of Star Wars or something.
Right.
Just so epic.
It has
looking.
A great look to it.
And Dancer, my single, which is all about the dance, is very raw. We have some great kids. It's really more of a showcase for other dancers and not really me. I'm just being fabulous and passing
through.
They can
just,
you know,
dance around you.
And I love it. There's little kids in it. There's one kid that his parents drove down from Utah.
Wow.
That was his first job because they knew my music. Now he knows my music and he's a big fan. So it was very much like that. But music video, you know, at that time, was breaking through, and my thing was freestyle, not choreographed, and you know I did my own styling, and I just wanted to stand out. And for new artists today, it's always you know
that's what's hard to
don't try to be like everybody.
Be
it's
yourself, right?
Be yourself, because the industry, no matter what industry you're in, there's always somebody that's going
to
be telling you
what to
you're
change.
You're not right for this, or you're not, and change this, change it. Just be yourself.
Stay you.
Stay you, yes.
Well, and that's what comes through because they always say the camera doesn't lie, you know, and I loved your videos. And a lot of people don't know also, a lot of really great directors used to cut their teeth and get their beginnings on videos, and then it became commercials. But in the day, it was videos. And then you would have a lot of times some major film producer directors would go and do music. So I bet you worked with some really great directors.
I did. Probably most notably, because he's gone on to have a great film career, is David Fincher.
Oh.
David Fincher, I think he won an Oscar. He's been nominated a few times.
Yeah.
I think he won for Social Network.
And he did Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button.
A Gone Girl.
Yeah,
and, like, he's got a whole thing. And he still does. I've actually auditioned for commercials that he still directs.
It was great to work with him. Our video for Real Love, which is still pretty badass today, very few, even the new girl, you got to come a long way to touch that video in particular. I always wanted to be on the runway, and I just told him
work it.
I just get me on the, I don't care how we do this. So it's just, it really, all of the videos really hold up, but that in particular is one of my favorites. But he was really great to work with. And then after working with me, of course, people know a lot of his work with Madonna.
Madonna,
But I had him first.
Well, yeah, and that's interesting because you were, when you first started and when you really hit, Madonna was in that group.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were, I mean.
And we're very different. You know,
totally.
Janet is, I think everybody has adored her since she was a little girl.
Oh, good times,
Even before that, when the Jackson 5 had
their TV
specials.
She would come out.
She would come out and she'd do her Mae West impersonation.
Yes.
And, you know, the Jackson family are so beloved. But she, you know, great choreography, really epic type you know, Michael, just you know, just give me 5,000 dancers and let me work. And
yeah.
Madonna, it's a show. You know, and Madonna, obviously provocative, very sexually pushing the envelope and imagery.
Right.
And like I said, me, I'm just a freestyle girl giving you attitude.
But you have
and
a really great voice,
and,
too, though.
You know,
I mean, you've got the chops. You know, not that they, I'm not saying Madonna doesn't, but. I mean, I will say you're a much better singer than Madonna.
Thank you.
You know, and I think even Madonna knows she's not the greatest singer in the world. You know what I mean? She puts
well,
on
yeah,
a great
she,
show.
Yeah, I think, well, definitely as a singer, you know, I've been able to show my versatility.
Yes, you've
over
done jazz.
Years. I've done jazz from the dance music to the R&B to my roots starting in the early Shalimar and disco.
Right.
In my show, I can rock it a cappella. You know, and so, you know, on Broadway, I did Rizzo. I can sing pretty much.
Did you see Grease
anything.
Live?
I did. I loved it.
Yeah. I was wondering because I knew you had done it on stage
it.
And I thought it really all worked also.
Yeah.
It was really.
I did. It's one of my favorite musical
Me
stories.
Too.
It's just, you know. It's
I mean, I love the movie because I was
Me
like
too.
In high school, I think. And we literally, it was like Rocky Horror Picture Show. We started going like every weekend and singing to the screen
to see,
and stuff
and
like
you
that.
Know, the dialogue, the dances. Yeah. It's such a feel good movie. And they did a great job. I couldn't believe it was live.
I know.
That just,
and no
start
one
to
fell
finish,
down or
and
anything.
It was raining that day. And,
Kenny Ortega,
it was
the
great.
Director, is amazing.
Yeah,
he
is.
Really does
he
a great.
Is.
Now, would you? Are you interested in doing more Broadway, more musicals? Would you? You know,
I would. Yeah, I would. When I did Grease at that time, that was in mid '90s. It was difficult for me. I have two children. They both graduated college. One's
Congratulations.
In college now. Thank
Single
you.
Single mom along the way. At
yeah,
you know,
been married, divorced,
whatever.
And everything. Whatever.
That's what's in.
But
your
it
music.
Was. It was really hard for me to be away from them.
Right.
And so.
Eight shows a week.
Run short because I wanted to go home. And,
it's exhausting,
and,
too.
But I loved it.
I do, too.
And Grease was a fun show. It was like going to a high school dance every night.
Right. Were there other celebrities in that cast when you did it? Because they always had people,
they had people coming
peppered
in and
in
out.
And out.
Al Jarreau, jazz great, was Teen Angel. And also replacing him was Chubby Checker, who was very famous in the 50s.
The Twist.
And when he was in it as teenager, it was fun because at the end, they bring out the hula hoops and everybody in the audience was, hula hooping. And that was a big party. And
wow.
So, and then I think also comedian Joe Piscopo,
who was probably on Saturday Night Live at the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were the big draw in that at that time.
So it was great. It was great. And one of the guys, he was in the ensemble cast, Ty Taylor. He has a great rock band, Vintage Trouble.
I've heard of them.
And was in no one. He
no
probably
one at that
probably.
Time.
I'm sure he's proud of the fact. We all come from somewhere. But,
right.
But he's great. He's so like. Such a rock star.
Rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're born in Chicago.
Yes.
But you moved to L.A. pretty young, right?
Yes.
And then that's where it all started for you. Yeah.
Well, yes. It started for me probably from the day I was born. And my mom says, you know, I was always a little girl. I was a child that was making big plans. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be this. I'm probably, you know, getting on my parents' nerves because I'm always
performing.
You know, I'm performing, I'm drawing, I'm planning to have my own business. And so coming to Los Angeles, I always think now it was in my destiny
to
get out here and to go on Soul Train and Don Cornelius, thank him and rest in peace for him. To create such a vehicle, a great show, not just even if I'd never been on the show, I just think it was such a great showcase for music and dance.
In general.
And just in general, you know.
And that show had a long run.
Yes.
And then it rebooted with Shamar Moore briefly, you know.
Right.
And so let's talk about Shalimar, the beginning, the first group. That was a huge break for you. That's really when you musically got known.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably a crazy time, but it was an exciting time.
Well, after becoming a popular dancer on the show, and people have heard the story a zillion times, but Don Cornelius started Soul Train Records. They had a record, Uptown Festival, that had no group, really. It was studio singers that sang it. And they needed somebody to get out there and marketed it. So I was one of the dancers from being so popular on the show to promote it, along with one of my dance partners at the time, Jeffrey Daniels.
Right.
And the first guy was Gary Mumford. And so he lasted probably in the lifespan of a gnat, and then he was gone. And, you know, so Gerald Brown was our actual original lead singer, in that we did a full album with him as a group, because that first single and album, it was studios. We were the faces of it.
Right.
But we didn't sing on it. So the first group that sang together was with Gerald Brown. And he was at the Roxy, too. And Gerald and I, you know,
wow.
He's always been supportive of me. We did a single together 2 years ago called Nightlife from my Paradise release. And
right.
It was a big hit over in the UK.
And, isn't it great that you have these relationships that you maintain?
Yeah, you know, not everybody gets to go with you.
No.
On your,
no.
You know, as you know, on your life
but
journey.
But it's great when you have, you know, those people.
But it's cool. And then Gerald left. And he would also, I would say about Gerald was, because I was a teenager, you know, and though my parents knew people in show business, and I was always around show business people. Jackie Wilson was my godfather.
I was just going to say, your godfather, you know, was the amazing Jackie Wilson.
But I didn't
Wilson.
Know the business,
right,
you know.
Right.
And Gerald was always, you know, giving lessons. And it's like, oh, Gerald, come on, let's just have fun. But those things kind of really stuck with me.
Right.
So we laugh about it now. And so when he left of his own accord in the middle of a promotional weekend because we weren't being paid. Mm. And then...
Well, that's
he
a
was
problem.
Replaced. He didn't quit the group. It's a misperception that he quit. He was replaced because then another guy was brought in that was willing to go for what Gerald wasn't.
Right,
and that
right.
was Howard Hewitt.
It's an economic and, business decision.
And then we lasted with that lineup for 4 years. And then that was it. And, you know, I, throughout my life and career, you know, I always say, you know, as you learn the lessons in life, you know, to ultimately, for me, it's about being happy.
Right.
And always keeping things
positive.
In a positive way and being around positive people. And so even when things were tumultuous and unpleasant and sometimes violent, I just, you know, I removed myself mm-hmm. from a situation that wasn't healthy, and so I'm happy. You know, I'm in my solo career. It's like
it all happens for a reason.
Happens for
but
a
you know,
reason,
at the time,
don't
we don't see it. We
yeah.
don't know it. And
yeah,
I often say
true.
To people, it's all about the journey.
Yeah,
you know, because as actors and performers, we always talk about when I make it.
Yeah,
and when I make it, and I'm always like, well, you were sort of making it all
You're
along
making
the way.
It all along, that's true.
Because you know, someone said the other day, why is it, you know, like, Oprah can't just stop, or this person, when is it enough, or whatever? And I always say, well, it's not about the amount of money you make or whatever.
No.
You have a passion and a love for it, and you just want to keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it in my show, you know, a passion for living and a passion for life. It is, no matter what you do, it's not about being famous
nope.
or rich. Or there's a lot of miserable rich people.
Hello.
There's a lot of people that, you know, it's not, to me, it's never about that either.
No.
And it sounds cliche, but I believe that mm-hmm. and I live that.
But it is amazing in this business. There's so many people that a lot of us, I've got to put myself in there. A lot of us get into a certain business like this. I don't know if we're trying to make up for something or whatever, but it's funny how many people that it's not enough. They were thinking that the fame was going to cure it or
uh-huh.
the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The money was going to cure it or whatever they're trying to cure. And then you just realize one day you know, you're taking the same until you deal with those issues.
Yeah.
Relationships,
yes,
right?
That's true.
You're just going to keep dating the same person.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. You know, and I think that's it too, because growing up, I never thought I want to be famous. I always thought I want to sing, I want to dance, I want to make people
happy. Do the
work. I want to have my own business. It was always things
right.
that were related to
right.
the work, not
the fame.
And the fame. And I've had friends in show business, and it's the fame, and it's empty because
yeah.
Like you said, it's never enough
no.
because it's an emptiness within
right.
that they're trying to fill by you thinking, oh, if people recognize me, I'll be happy. No, you know,
and that happened. They're happy for that 2 hours on stage, uh-huh. but then there's a whole life you've got to live between action and cut, and between the lights go down and the music starts.
It's true.
It's fascinating because on that point, you know, today with all the social media, I know on one hand, it's brilliant probably for artists now because you can self-produce, you can use YouTube, you can use social media to connect and get your music out there. But on the flip side, everybody just wants to be famous on social media. You know, it's like you know, like a Justin Bieber got discovered on YouTube.
Right.
And I think there's several.
There's a few. Mm-hmm.
Carly Rae Jepsen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're actually talented. So it's nothing against them. But in some ways, it's fascinating how...
I probably would have been one of those kids, too.
Right.
I'm going to get myself on YouTube. But not to be famous. But it's true. And Rosero and I were talking about it. It's like he's a choreographer and he, you know, works his butt off. And then you get like kids that make up a routine in their bedroom and they'll get like a gazillion
followers.
And call themselves choreographers, but they're not actually choreographers. But in their mind, so it is. But for them, it's the fame of it. Oh, I have like, you know, 20 million followers.
On Vine or whatever, for 6 seconds.
Right. And
but
so
can you really sustain?
Yeah.
I saw Debbie Allen interviewed recently because she's got
she's amazing.
Oh, my God. She's in this lot, you know, directing shows.
But
she was promoting this big dance thing she has. She always has her dance academy. And she was sort of talking about that, like as someone who's been in the trenches and paid her dues or whatever. You know, it's like me. I don't want to be like, oh, that old man criticizing, you know, but she was just kind of saying how it would be nice if the kids that are getting their 15 minutes from that Vine would be able to sustain it and show a whole production or something.
Sure.
You know, and maybe they will.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably there's some that will break out in that because they see like the business of it. And then some just want the instant fame of it. And, you know, I actually love social media. I love, you know, even though there's haters and trolls and we all deal
with
those,
block is
you know,
hit block.
You're just blocked and you don't even buy into it or respond to it. But it does present a really wonderful opportunity to connect.
And to get your
really
stuff
like
out
that.
There. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we are sitting with the amazing Jody Watley, who's got a new group, Shalimar Reloaded, and is still Jody Watley. And tell everyone where they can get your music, the new stuff that you have coming. Is it?
It's iTunes, Amazon, all of the digital outlets, and you can stream it on Spotify and Pandora, and it's all there.
There's so many things,
right? Yeah, and it's through my label. Slow Dance was picked up by the Spectrum Music Group, and so it's there.
It's there.
And
it's everywhere.
We're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
And it's Jody Watley. Everything's at Jody Watley.
Everything is at Jody Watley. And then Shalimar Reloaded on Facebook is Shalimar Reloaded. It's Shalimar Reloaded on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Shalimar Reloaded. Yeah,
it's
one
so
of them
hard.
Is at Shalimar
so
Music, Twitter.
Find. Just Google Jody Watley.
Yeah, and then me, I'm Jody Watley.
I mean,
it all
comes up there.
Yeah.
What's the next gig for you guys, for the group?
We are going to, I'm bringing them with me. I have 4 big shows this month, and they're my special guest. I'm doing the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, Freestyle Explosion, which is pretty much a hits package, and tons of artists. And I come out and slay for 20 minutes. And I'm, you know, because I love being with them, so they're coming with me. And then we'll have more concerts that we're announcing in conjunction with our next single, Original, for spring, summer.
Wow.
So look for that.
Everyone look for that.
And online boutique, I have t-shirts and candles and... so it's all, you go to my website.
Everything's
at
jodywatley.net. .net. And it's W-A-T-L-E-Y.
Yes,
I kept wanting to put a W
in it. That's the British way.
And you're like, no. But you lived in England, in London for a while
years.
Before, mm-hmm. in between Shalimar
and
your
that's
solo
when I did
career.
Band-Aid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, but jodywatley.net.
Now let's talk about, are you ever going to write, you're too young to write your memoirs right now.
I'm working on it. Oh, you know, I want to be like Maya Angelou and have many versions.
Yeah, because look at you.
Books,
you're so young,
you know,
still, and you have, yeah, you've had
still,
such this
still chapters to be
rich
written.
Career already.
Yeah, but it's good so far. It'll be a page turner, I can tell you.
Well, you know, that's what we talked about. That's what gives you the longevity. It's because you went into it loving the work and not wanting the fame.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, what is your take? Do you watch any of the, because I'm addicted to like American Idol and mm-hmm. The Voice, and what do you think? Would you have, you would have been on it.
I would have been on it, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think.
You'd be a great guest.
I don't know why they never had me.
Put that out there.
I would have been a great mentor. Well, American Idol is going away
now. I know. But The Voice.
And The Voice I've actually never watched.
It's good.
Never actually.
It's different.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
But you know, they haven't had, not one of the winners has become a hit.
Yeah, well, I think now it's more of a show as opposed to a vehicle
to create.
It's
more about the judges, I think,
on
there.
Yeah, I think so. And maybe that's,
whereas American Idol have had so many,
you know,
stars, and you don't have to win to be a big star on there. But I've been addicted.
And I think you got to be able to have a little bit of a hustle to you, too. It's like, you know, if you're out there, it's like film, music, modeling, whatever. It's not going to fall from the sky.
Thank you.
Even if you get a big break or an opportunity, you can't just sit there and say, okay,
there's no Lana Turner sitting at Schwab's up on Vine, which apparently never existed anyway. And that's true of any career, I guess. Well, we talked a little bit earlier about Dinah Ross being an influence, and you loved all different genres of music,
mm-hmm.
and you've been influenced by different
mm-hmm.
people. Who's any of the new, not to put you on the mm-hmm. spot, but mm-hmm. any of the new talent today that you really love? Any of the new singers? I mean, Adele, do you love it? Well,
I like Adele.
She's really a singer, not a performer.
Yeah. I mean, great voice. You know, I like 70 billion people bought the album.
Bless her heart.
I like gazillions cried on all the songs. It's like, oh my God, it just touches my heart
kind
so much.
Yeah.
In fact, I was going to, and I didn't do it, I was going to put a little bit of Hello before my song Everything, because they both kind of emotionally connected with me. I did it when Rihanna, who I really
Rihanna's
love,
fat, yeah.
I did a version of her song Stay. There's a video, it's the videos on YouTube, and my version is very haunting, a little bit more so, and I won't say
it's
soul,
a little
but it,
edgy
it's,
not, I know it's poignant, but it's got a little bit more earthiness. I don't
maybe
know.
A little more
earthiness. A little more earthy. Yeah.
And it went into, and it, again, it fit with, and I just did a little bit of it, and you know, and it went into Everything. But I like Rihanna. I like her because her style. A lot of my fans say that they were she reminds them of me.
Yes.
Because musically she changes. She's not predictable.
No.
She's very unpredictable. Her style is just,
that's,
you know,
a big part of her
just,
too.
Yeah.
And she was also very young when she got started.
Yeah. And she's, I think, really, you know, found herself. I think with me, I won't say she's not more, you know, it's just like I've been out here. It's like self-made. It's like I've never had a machine around me, but I've made it. Anyway,
yes,
and
in spite of
not having the machine, and so I like her, and then, you know, I love dance music. I you know, my favorite, you know, are things that I don't even know who it is, and always if in my car I have satellite radio, I have to pull over and take a picture.
Take
it's
a
like because I don't know. Maybe they just have that
one
song,
hit,
and
but,
I love
yeah.
it. Not even a hit. It's just
that one beat.
I like that one
I'm the
beat.
Same way.
You know,
yes.
I still love my classic rock, and I still love jazz, and you know, I'm all over the place. I love the Robert Glasper is a new jazz artist, and he kind of combines hip hop with it. I'd love to do a collaboration, a song with him. Last year, I did. There's a guy, Dame Funk, who does modern funk, and I am on his album. We did a song called Virtual Progression, which is kind of trippy and it's kind of 70s, but it's now, it's futuristic. It's all these different
fusions of things,
and I really enjoyed working with him. And French Horn Rebellion, a Canadian group. They live in New York, and just kind of fun pop music. And so, you know, I draw my inspirations from all over, just being alive and the opportunity to do something else and not be stuck and rest upon what has already been
now.
Do you
tend to write all the time, or is it you just
sometimes?
It kind of just happens when it happens.
Yeah,
there's no method, no method to the madness.
I tried that. I tried.
Did you try to do like this?
You know, I have an alert on my phone, ching, writing time, and I would just be sitting there,
and
like,
you're like,
okay.
It's got to be. You got to be feeling it.
Yeah. With my songs, the funny thing is, I've written a lot of my songs, my hits and my B-sides in my car. There's something about listening to music in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe it keeps me from road rage. I don't know. But I get really
especially
creative
in L.A.,
in
right?
Car.
Right. Yeah. Yes, we all need to be listening to something.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said earlier. It's so great that you did write, because so many artists, especially young ones starting out, don't write. And that gives you more control over it. And financially, it used to be. I mean, that's a whole other thing about how much the music industry has changed. And when you're talking about the big machine, I wanted to ask you how different what's happened with record companies in general. You know, you were there, I think, at one of the greatest times during the 90s with the record companies, and they really got behind you. But that could be a good thing and a bad thing too, right? Because
it is, because generally, like I said, you're you know, pushing against the grain, like to sell more records you need to do more of this, and you almost have to be more formulae. I remember one time being told, I was on a promotional tour, and it's like, look at all these people in the airport, and it's just, you know, people watch, and it's like, to get to the next level, you have to reach all of these people in this airport. And I know I would never be that girl, because I'm too eclectic. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, and some people are what they call, you know, sell your soul or sell out or whatever, and becoming something that you're not, but you want that extras, millions and this and that. And I would never want it unless it was still representative of me. So I'm really proud of
that you stuck
all
to
of my music through the years. It's like, it's really, with the exception of, I think, one song, which was on my first album called Love Injection, which a lot of people always say, how come you never do Love Injection? Like, that was the label song. They wanted that song. The beat is great, but I just didn't like the whole, it didn't feel like me, the whole.
What's an organic to you?
No. And everything else on the record, I co-wrote, and that one I didn't. But anyway, I think, you know, once it started becoming more corporate, and that's a big difference in the labels that happened after that time, more accountants and shareholders and people, you know,
everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. And they have to, the higher ups have to account to the shareholders, as opposed to like a David Geffen. I didn't work with him, but just real music guys, Gerald Busby, who signed me, and, you know, he, rest in peace. But, you know, he had been at Casablanca. Mm-hmm. Casablanca had Donna Summer and, you know, all these great artists. So they knew about artistry and building.
As opposed to just the business part of it.
As opposed to just the business. And also, you know, I don't think there's time anymore for artist development. No. I don't think Stevie Wonder, one of the great artists of all time, could go from Fingertips and then do a Secret Life of Plants like 20 years down the line to a masterpiece like Songs in the Key of Life.
Right.
To,
no.
He did so many. Marvin Gaye is another one. And, you know, even though with Marvin Gaye, what's going on, that Motown didn't want to put that record out. And it goes to show, he stuck to his guns, and that's one of the greatest albums of all
ever.
Time.
Yeah.
So it just really is about
sticking to your guns.
But it is a pressure, you know, being a female artist. We need you to, you know,
look a certain way.
And it's like, you know, I used to get, you know, almost reprimanded by some of the staff, like, you know, people think you're weird, like, you know, why are you wearing those funky pants and the big shoes? And it's like, because it's cool to me. That's your style. And well, we want to bring in a stylist to work with you. I'm like, I don't need a stylist. This is me. And they would hire a stylist, and it's like, okay, but I'm not wearing that. I'm wearing this. And so
good
then, you know, it's like, oh, she's being
now
difficult.
Now she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Or difficult.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Bitch. Difficult.
Yeah. You
same
know, same thing.
Yeah. yeah. knowing what you
Whereas
want.
Whereas if the guy had done, you know, when the male artist is doing it, he's so creative.
Oh, he's so creative.
He really has a vision for himself, right?
It's true. So,
and sadly, that hasn't changed.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it just, I guess it's whatever. This is not going to change. Well, everyone, remember, check out all the new music and go to jodiewatley.net. And the time goes so fast. I don't know where it goes, but I wanted to say,
we just chat away. It was
a pleasure to meet you, and I'd love for you to come back anytime.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. I always was, and it's a pleasure to meet you. So everyone, give it up for Jody Watley. Check out jodywatley.net and go out and see the new group Shalimar Reloaded. And it's a pleasure, my dear.
Thank you. We're gonna take all the best to you.
Oh, great! Yes. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're just going to talk hot topics and all that good stuff. You're listening to One-on-One with Jasper Cole. We'll be right back.
All right, Jasper.
Work it.
You're back, One-on-One with Jasper Cole.
All right, welcome back. You were just listening to the amazing Jody Watley. Her new song is Dancer. That's what you guys were just listening to. It was JW, isn't she fantastic?
Yeah, she's just
Geeked out a little bit because I actually got to go in and talk to her before because I wanted to get all that, you know, geeky fan stuff out of the way. Because we are actually in the same age group, and I knew that she had a birthday just the other day. And we're both Aquarians.
I think it was the first.
Yeah, I'm the first, and I think she was the 30th.
Okay.
I think she's just the day before, because are there 31 days? I have no clue. But yeah, I mean, I could have...
Yeah, January 30th. Mm-hmm.
I could have talked to her for 3 hours because, you know, she has had such an amazing career. And like we touched on, we didn't get that much into details, but Soul Train really was a huge break for her because she was only like 14 years old when she started on Soul Train, and then it led to a record deal in her whole career. So, we never know where something's going to happen. And in a way, Soul Train was like a reality show.
Right.
But anyway, I wanted to tell everyone we need to thank our amazing sponsors.
We just got right into
it. But I wanted to let everyone know to please go on to ubnradio.com and you can go to my host page, One-on-One with Jasper Cole. You will see our 26 sponsors. Our newest one is Bentley Dog Products, and it's an amazing line of products for your animals. But we also have 25 other ones. All of us here at One-on-One with Jasper Cole are proud to announce our 25 affiliate advertisers, and they are all .coms. E-File, InterServer, ZipRecruiter, Hilton Hotels, 3-Day Blinds, Adam and Eve Toys, BullGuard, Prime Slots, Russell Stover, Booking.com, Suzanne Summers Bath and Beauty, Quest Nutrition, Sur La Table, and Extended Stay America.
Additionally, we have EUK Host, Canvas World, Cheap Air, 21st Century, Liberty Mutual, Course Smart, Advanced Auto, Fandango, Meet Mindful, Flare Play, and Jewelry.com. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors.
And back to the show.
Yes, so please go on to, you can also go to my website, jaspercole.com. There's a link to UBN Radio. Please also follow us on Twitter. We are getting more and more Twitter followers at 101J Cole, and Facebook, of course, is 101 with Jasper Cole. And I want to have a shout out to my other producer, Dominic Friesen, and he lets us know that we are doing quite well in our social media percentages. And
oh, great.
I didn't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. And we're actually
our reach
really, really strong on iTunes and Spreaker Stitcher.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everyone. We started the show in July, and it's just been a great honor to come here every Wednesday and talk to you guys. And
because you're so special in every way.
Happy birthday, Jasper.
Well, thank you, everybody, for the birthday
and Jody.
And Jody. I want to say thank you. Yes, work it. All right. Thank you for all the birthday wishes on Facebook and on Twitter and social media, on my website. I tried to answer most of them, but you know, I can't. So I want to say thanks to everyone. We're running out of time, but I just wanted to say I was so excited that the SAG Awards were so diversified this weekend, kind of showing the Oscars that let the actors show you how to really make an award show diversified, but because we have a voting body that's diversified. And then a big shout out to Clinton and Bernie, because they basically tied in the Iowa caucus. But I mean, I'm so thrilled as a Democrat. I would be happy with either one, but like we talked about, Bernie, I'm a little scared that he may not be able to win the general election. So let's just hope that Hillary's going to, you know, go forth and prosper and win the delegates on the primaries going forward. But compared to the white trash jokes on the Republican side.
The clown car.
Yeah, we're doing quite well. Well, JW, it's been another great show.
Yeah, great show.
Thanks to everyone here at UBN. And this will be up on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker. What else? It's everywhere.
It's all over.
It's everywhere. We will be back next week, same time, same place, and that's it. Peace out, everyone.
Thanks for checking out One-on-One with Jasper Cole. Check out past episodes and get the latest as they're released. Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.